nor the alcoholic. Any discussion of the alcoholic without talking about the physical feature is incomplete. When Chris was doing his talk, Chris talked about this business of self and so much self on top of it, that if I take alcohol away, you know, I'm still left with self, and it ain't going to be all right. But the paradox to that is, if I don't take alcohol away, I ain't got a shot at dealing with self. In fact, that's the impetus, is this this tyrannical, Bill calls it this rapacious creditor. You know, so if you knew, we will say to you, and the people who will come up to you this weekend, who will be communicating about our 12-step program, will be talking to you about this spiritual experience. We'll be talking to you a lot of times, and you won't find the math anywhere. Some people will say drinking is 5% of the problem, and my thinking is 95, or drinking is 10, or 9. But when you're drinking, it's 100% of the problem. Sometimes I think we get lost in the thicket, and sometimes we get lost with, we don't drink. That's kind of an important thing in Alcoholics Anonymous. For all you thumpers that's sitting out there and be like, you know, I'm drinking, that ain't my problem today. But that's kind of an important deal in Alcoholics Anonymous. And I'm here to talk about our threshold foundational step. You know, the doctor in the doctor's opinion said the only thing we had to suggest for the not drinking is, you know, is don't pick up one. We don't have a program for that. We don't have a 40-step program for that. We don't have 80. There is no program for don't pick up the that's the entire abstinence. Ralph, when you pick up the first one, you on your own. Dude, you ain't going back to being a cucumber. You pickled. That's that. Done deal. Goose cooked. Stick a fork in him. You know, and so we're going to talk a little bit about that physical feature. But how do I know that? Well, I walked into that marriage, man, and, you know, and I'm not a bad boy. You know, I'm not a convict. It would have been better, ladies, if I was the bad boy. You know, because you can make a conscious decision. I'm going to be Bonnie to your Clyde. I'm going to be your ride or die. I'm going to put money on the books for you. I know what it is I'm getting. You know what I'm saying? I'm not that guy. I'm the other guy. I'm the guy that you fell in love with at 19 years old. I'm the guy that used to go over to your mom's house and say, yes, ma'am. Say to your dad, yes, sir. I'm the guy that you used to say, why don't you leave that bad boy Jay alone and go out with that nice boy Ralph? Because I grew up like that. You know, I'm mannerable. I'm personable. You know, in high school, I was not in fashion, and I was not in vogue, and I was scared of girls, and I didn't have no conversation. But by the time I'm 19 or 20, guys like me, we get to be fashionable, you know, like, because he's going to have a job. You know, he's got a bright future in front of him. He's quite a catch. And every now and then, the guy that you fell in love with at 18 and 19 years old, he peaks up, and he raises your hope, and guess what? Raises my own hopes, you know. And I'm the guy that builds up the structure. I'm the senseless series of spree poster boy, and I tear it down, you know. And I know, and guys like me, like I said, are heartbreakers, and I don't mean to be. But when you get with a guy like Ralph, suffering from the disease that I suffer from, all those whose lives touch the sufferers, engulfed. That's a mild word for it. Engulfed. Because if you get with me, girls, make sure you keep candles in the house. Because every single utility at one time or another is going to be cut off. And when utilities got cut off in the 80s, it ain't like now. When they get cut, if you come home at 5 o'clock and something's off in the 80s, you don't get on the computer. You wait till the next day. You go to the utility company, show up in person. You have a reconnection charge. But unfortunately, if you're me, you don't show up the next day. You show up the next payday. That might be 8 days you go without water. That might be 8 days you go without gas. That might be 8 days you go without electricity. That might be 8 days you go without a telephone. Notice I named every single one of the utilities because I've been there on each one of them. Make sure on the first of the month you be ready to see the landlord without me, because I ain't going to see him.